Good morning. Great to be with you.
Yeah,
how did you sleep?
up to last night.
Yeah.
Very sound. It was a great result for Queensland yesterday, for the whole country, and it really is for all of Queensland, because these benefits go right across the state from those Olympics. It will very much be a Queensland Olympics and under a big national banner and a good partnership, so we're going to see those opportunities spread right across the country, as we saw for Sydney many years ago. And in addition to that, you know, there's all the other work that continues to go on, supporting right across central Queensland, and particularly just saw the Ring Road, which has been completed, and these projects which continue to drive that economy forward. But I want to thank all your listeners too for all of their working through COVID and the sacrifices they make, but sticking to the rules and going out there and getting vaccinated. Thanks for that, and we've got to keep going.
Can I just, we'll go back to the Olympics in a second, but just on the COVID thing as well, I just want to address with you, you get a lot of flack thrown at you about decisions made and things. And look, and you've said it yesterday in the news as well, that you take full responsibility for some things that just didn't go to plan. But overall, I don't think anybody knows the road in or out of this darn thing we call COVID. So to do what you've done, I actually think you've done a great job, you know?
Well, that's very kind of you. I mean, no, there is no rule book. This thing has come out of nowhere at the end of 2019, early 2020. And all countries have had to find their way. And I've spent a lot of time talking to leaders of other countries and how they're doing things. They've asked us a lot about how we're doing things. And you're right, we've saved over 30,000 lives in this country. We've got 1 million people back into work. And at its peak, we were supporting about 3.5 million people with the biggest economic support program in our country's history. So we are where we are now, but this Delta strain throws another curveball. No country's got everything right, but we've got our fair share of things right. And for the things that haven't gone right, well, I'm the PM and I'm responsible for that, but I'm also responsible for getting them fixed. And now the vaccination program is running at 1 million a week of people getting dosed.
Wow.
That's where you have to hit to be able to get this thing done. And putting Lieutenant General Frewen in charge of that some months ago, I put him in there to bring it all together, because we had those challenges, and that's had a big response. And now we've got those Pfizers coming in at 1 million a week, which we got brought forward. That means that we're on track. I mean, we've made up the ground, that a lot of the lost ground that we had. So we're about a couple of months behind where I'd hoped we would be. But let's see how much better we can do to try and make that up before the end of the year.
Look, we know that you're pretty good at marketing something. I mean, you were the head of Tourism Australia with Lara Bingle and Where the Bloody Hell Are You? That campaign.
Very good campaign.
Can we make something like that to get people to vaccinate?
Oh, well, I'll leave those things to those who are doing them. But what I do know is this: 3/4 of Australians, and the Australian Bureau of Statistics just put out some numbers the other day on this, they're happy to go and have the vaccine. And that's what we're trying to convince people to do something in the vast majority of cases they don't want to do. 3/4 of Australians will go and do it. So we're just trying to encourage them to take that step now and get as many places where you can go and get it as possible. And ensuring that people do that. In Queensland in particular, we've got more pharmacists involved early, where there are not enough GPs in rural and regional areas across the state, and that's helping the rollout. And so it really is just about connecting. I mean, the vaccine dose is not going to come and knock on the door and jump in your arm.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. You've got to go to the GP. You've got to go to the clinic that's been set up for you to do that. And can I particularly implore people who are older, because this Delta variant is very concerning. It moves really fast, and so it's just even more important now that particularly those the most vulnerable in our community, those over 60, those over 70, the AstraZeneca vaccine, safe vaccine, approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, the same body that approves the immunizations you get your kids to take when they're young, that they've said it's good to go. And so it's important that people go and take those vaccines. Don't wait. Get it done.
And as you said before, I mean, there's a lot of confusion about can we take this one, can we not take this one, how old you have to be, whatever. But, you know, you've said that, you know, we're trying to fix that issue now, so we're going to move forward with that. Do you think that we should have control of this thing within the next 11 years so COVID doesn't wreck our Olympic Games in Brisbane? Honestly, we need that to be clear.
Well, certainly, of course. And a lot sooner than that, we trust and we hope. I mean, but that COVID tends to, we'll have the final say on those things. But you know, well, just like you said before, I mean, even though that it's been very difficult and challenging, we keep adapting and changing our response to to suit how the virus is trying to hit us. But you know, that 2032, you know, there'll be kids down there in the pool this morning, up there in Mackay or up in Townsville up there or wherever in Rocky, and they'll be at those pools. I've swum in all those pools, by the way. And
do you wear speedos or board shorts, ScoMo?
Oh, I'm doing laps. So, I mean, you can't do laps, but you know, I make sure that it's. I'm very discreet.
No, that's just wrong.
Yeah, I try to put the image in your head. But,
people are eating breakfast at this time.
I've got enough weight to carry up and down the pool without the drag of board shorts.
I bet you they're the Cronulla Shark speedos you can get too.
I've got a pair of those. I do have a pair of those.
But what you say is right, though. There's going to be people who are just going, this is my goal to get there in 2032.
I know, and it's great for sport. It's great for kids' participation in sport. The benefits here are about $18 billion. That's going to move all the way through the national economy, let alone the Queensland economy. And so I really want people up in central Queensland, up in north Queensland to know just as much as I want people down in Tassie to know. You know, the kids going to the pool down in Launceston this morning, I want them to know. These are your Olympics, the 2032 Olympics. This is going to be a magnificent time for the country. And, you know, and we're going to see kids getting out there playing hockey and you know, taking up rowing and all this sort of stuff, whatever your sport, and the Paralympics too. I mean, I got pretty passionate in the pitch last night when I was thinking about the Paralympics. I mean, when we think about people like Kurt Fearnley or Dylan Alcott, Louise Sauvage, we think about them as we should, as national sporting heroes.
Absolutely.
You know, we think about them in the same way we think about Cathy Freeman. It's the same. Dylan Alcott, Ash Barty, two Wimbledon champions, and I mean, we're with Wimbledon most recently. We're as excited about both, and that says a lot about Australia and sport and how we just see sport as an empowering thing for people, and that's why we love it so much.
I can't argue with that. Hey, ScoMo, before we let you go, we've run out of time. 3% of the population can smell ants. Can you smell ants?
Sorry?
I said the same thing.
the smell of ants, like green ants, they have a smell. You don't smell ants at all?
I never tried.
Okay, no.
Who knows about smelling ants?
No, don't bother. No, Jay says he can. I'm calling the ants.
We were talking about it this morning, and a lot of our listeners said, yes, thank God you said that, because I can smell ants as well. But, okay, obviously it's not
every... Never noticed, to be honest.
Next time you smell something, just look at the ant next to you. It could be that
thing. I'm not going to be able to look at an ant now without resisting the temptation.
We're not ever going to have the Prime Minister on again.
He'll never come on this breakfast show again. ScoMo, as always, mate, you're doing a cracking job. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate. Really appreciate your time.
Great to talk to you.
See you later, mate. Bye. There you go, Prime Minister of Australia. ScoMo there. Joining Jay and Dave for breakfast. Lots of chat just hung up. Never be on this breakfast show again. Here on Triple M.